The Guardian.
This Guardian podcast was made possible by Squarespace, the all-in-one website maker with Cover Pages, a new feature that expresses your ideas with a bold single-page website. Try it at squarespace.com and use the offer Guardian to get 10% off.
Hello and welcome to the start of a new week of daily podcast from the Guardian film team. We don't have a name yet, but I promise by tomorrow we will do. My name is Benjamin Lee and it's Monday the 2nd of November. Joining me today to talk about the latest film news is Henry Barnes. Henry, give me a sound to represent the current state of the US box office.
It's like a zombie crawling away after Halloween, so it's like...
That sums it up, actually, at the moment. It was a disastrous weekend in the States, in what's becoming a bit of a bloodbath month for new films. Last weekend, Steve Jobs, Gem and the Holograms, The Last Witch Hunter were just some of the films that bombed. This weekend, it was bad news for Bradley Cooper, whose London-set foodie drama Burnt only scraped together about $5 million. And the distributors have actually blamed it on audiences not understanding the British accents in the film.
I love that. That was great, wasn't it? They said the middle America had a real problem with, air quotes, the foreign accents. Which might be true, but it's still kind of funny for us.
But it's not even regional, it's set in London, and the accents are, yeah. It's not even like it's a...
I don't know, I wonder if they met Daniel Brühl and Alicia Vikander, but then they're presumably using British accents,
yeah,
or close to.
It's so. A bizarre excuse. It was even worse news for Sandra Bullock, whose political comedy Our Brand Is Crisis only made about $3.5 million, which is dreadful. And also Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse did really badly, and a wide expansion of Truth, this Cate Blanchett drama, did badly as well. It was the lowest weekend at the box office of the year when it came to gross. These are really embarrassing numbers in a year that's actually been predicted to be the biggest year ever at the box office. What's going wrong?
It's strange, isn't it? It's like a vaulting ambition with particularly the amount of theatres that these things are playing in. So Burnt played in 3,003 theatres across America, and then Our Brand Is Crisis played in 2,202. It seems wacky to do that kind of wide distribution straight out without doing any kind of lead-in in New York or in LA beforehand. But then that said, if you compare it to last year, we had Nightcrawler opening in 2,766 cinemas, and that made $10.9 million, which for its budget wasn't bad at all, and considering it's a low budget, essentially a horror film, it did all right over the Halloween weekend. So I don't know. I think there must be some audience exhaustion in terms of just going to the cinema as well, because you have these massive prestige titles coming out like Star Wars and then Spectre's opening in America on the 6th. I think people might be saving up their money to go and watch Spectre.
It's difficult season two, because I think things like Burnt and Our Brand Is Crisis, those films really live by the good reviews.
And yep.
They were seen as potential Oscar nominees, and neither of them have really caught on in the way that they needed to. So if they had have, then I think the box office might have been more impressive. But with those films sort of die without the good reviews.
Yeah, perhaps. I think also Our Brand Is Crisis is particularly interesting because, you know, we've got a run-up to a US presidential election, and this is a film about the mechanism behind how you get a candidate into power. It's got Sandra Bullock starring it. It's got George Clooney and Grant Heslov backing it. It's a pretty major... I mean, it's a mid-budget film, but it's still a pretty... It could have been a major player. So I think there was something in the marketing which really fouled up here. And in fact, I think the Weinstein companies... It wasn't the Weinstein company, was it?
Warner's
people said we probably fouled up the marketing a little bit on this. You know, you'd think in an election run-up they'd have an audience for this film.
Was a political satire though about Bolivia ever going to be, I mean, it was like it was released in 2500 theaters, was that ever really going to be a big hit?
I don't know. I think Argo did okay at the box office, didn't it? And again, that was something that led up to the Oscars. Similarly alienating for people in the Midwest who aren't going to understand the foreign accents. And similarly political as well. And again, produced by Heslop and Clooney. I guess they just had bad luck with this one, but you would have thought it would do better.
Yes, yeah, so it's award season is starting to kick off. The Hollywood Film Awards happened at the weekend. You know those, Henry.
Oh, the HFAs.
Yeah.
Love the HFAs. Look forward to them every year. As James Corden said, I didn't know I'd be presenting the Hollywood Film Awards last year. And if I did, I would say, what are the Hollywood Film Awards?
No one really cares about them at all. They're not even televised. They're televised a couple of years ago on CBS. And they've called themselves the start of the award season,
like
which
that.
Is quite cute. But it was actually quite a star-studded event. There was Johnny Depp, Ryan Gosling, Channing Tatum, Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
They all kind of came out in force. And they gave out some awards. And I don't think the awards were too far off what may be actual contenders, because they had Carey Mulligan for Best Actress, for Suffragette, Will Smith for Best Actor for Concussion, which no one's actually really seen, Jane Fonda for Supporting Actress, and Benicio del Toro for Supporting Actor, which aren't too kind of...
I love that you're
off.
Actually taking them seriously,
I'm taking them
Ben.
Seriously, yeah.
You're
the Hollywood
trying.
Film Awards in Hollywood.
I think to me they just remind me of, like, you know when you're at school and you're about to leave just before sixth form and you'd have like best couple or nicest hair. And I mean, yeah, the cast list of the awards themselves was amazing. You had loads and loads of A-list stars there, but it is just them slapping each other on the back early because they fancy a glass of champagne earlier on, isn't it? You know, it's not, we shouldn't take any of this seriously. This is ridiculous.
I mean, these won't add to the buzz, but you know, a lot of the box office numbers are already coming in for some of the contenders, mm-hmm. and people are predicting what's going to be in the race next year. What do you think is actually the moment sort of getting the most buzz?
Well, I should, you know, add a caveat to this, that we're going to be the Hollywood Film Awards in this arena, so anything we say is absolutely gold standard truth.
Exactly.
Right at this point. Bridge of Spies, which is the Steven Spielberg, Tom Hanks return, that was given 5 stars by Peter Bradshaw on the site a couple of weeks ago. It looks like a real return to form for Spielberg, not sentimental in the way that he can be. Tom Hanks is a reliable box office as well as obviously an Academy Award winner. And it's just, it's probably one of those films that you just think it's back to the serious, like hard-hitting Hollywood that the Oscars tends to love. So again, extremely early days, I'd say Bridge of Spies is probably going to be up there somewhere.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Room's definitely in with a chance at the moment. I think
that's
Room's
Lenny Abrahams.
Yeah, Room's been growing quite a lot. It's based on this novel kind of novel you see on the tube every day, and it's got Brie Larson, who's getting a lot of buzz for her lead role. And it's actually, I think its platform release is actually working the best at the moment out of all the films that are starting off slowly. It's per screen average is pretty big. I think it's really appealing to people's emotional mm-hmm. side as parents too, because it's about a mother and her son who had locked in this room for years. So I think that could be in the race. There's still quite a few films which you haven't actually seen yet.
Yeah, and because there is kind of insane, all this chit-chat, right? I mean, like, we can blow hot air about this forever, but we haven't seen The Revenant, which is Alejandro González Iñárritu's new film. A notoriously tough shoot, but apparently a really great movie. And the trailer, I mean, you know, going by trailers again, but it does look astonishing, that film. Tom Hardy, Leonardo DiCaprio, solid award prospect, you would think.
Yeah, that's one of the things I think which films that will be in the race. There still seems to be quite a few, even at this late stage. There's still David Russell's Miracle Mop biopic, Joy, Jennifer Lawrence. You haven't seen the Brangelina drama By the Sea,
yeah.
or Ron Howard's In the Heart of the Sea. There's quite a few still that they've got to come out. So like you said, and we can't really make any sort of...
Yeah, I mean, weirdly, that's the only thing we can say for certain, is that it's an uncertain year. And because of that, it's really interesting, right? Because at Toronto, we didn't have the usual Oscar frontrunner that we'd normally expect. You'd something like your King's Speech, which is obviously going to go on to do really well, or even 12 Years a Slave, which debuted at Telluride and people knew was going to win Oscars. At Toronto and Telluride, there weren't massive big hitters. And the ones we thought were going to do really well, like the Steve Jobs film, underperformed at the box office, or even Our Brand is Crisis did terribly this week. So, yeah, it's really uncertain. It's really interesting. We won't know more until we see the films that we've been talking about. There's also the chance that something could sneak in and do particularly well, something like A Son of Saul, which might get a Best Film Award nomination, Best Picture nomination, which deserves it, but would in any other year when there was an obvious frontrunner, probably wouldn't get one.
People say the same for Inside Out too, because it's kind of a weak year. I mean, I think you say it's interesting. I think it's quite a sort of depressing year in a way, because I think films which are maybe 3-star average films, like Spotlight, in my opinion, mm-hmm. the drama about the Boston Globe investigation into the Catholic Church, that is now being pushed as a frontrunner because everything else is much worse than that. So I think it's kind of best of a bad bunch.
Yeah, but it's your job to resist that, Ben, and to tell everyone that Spotlight is underwhelming, right?
Spotlight's underwhelming.
Yeah. And Ben is the voice of authority in this, everybody. He's the Hollywood Film Awards.
Well, that's it for today. And don't forget to check out theguardian.com/film for the latest film news and features. And follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. After all, I'm just a boy sitting in front of a microphone asking you to love our podcast. See you tomorrow with a title.